This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 44 past the hour. Ball State is finishing its 14th week of classes for the fall semester today. Joining us for our weekly Ball State pandemic update is University President Jeff Murrins. President Murrins, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
As I said, we're finishing our 14th week of the fall semester today at Ball State. At the start of the semester, and given the pandemic, did you envision Ball State and other universities being in session in person and online until Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll speak about our university. I think in the spring and summer we had an ambitious goal, but as they say, an ambitious goal without a viable plan is really just a dream. But our goal was to sustain our vital mission during the pandemic and to provide where appropriate, to provide on-campus instruction in a safe and healthy environment. And thanks to the work of lots of people throughout the university, we developed a good plan. Of course, I think that it's clear the plan was not perfect because, of course, in late August and early September, we had a surge of cases. And as I shared with you at that time, I was concerned that we might not be able to continue on-campus instruction. But we ramped up testing and contact tracing, and you and I have discussed that. And our most importantly, I think our students rallied, really rose to the occasion. And so we are now just a few days away from completing the semester as we had envisioned it. And I think we arrived at this point because of that good plan, but really as a result of the character of the people of our university. And I'm grateful to everyone and really proud of the work that everyone has done.
It was announced that students must be tested for COVID-19 before they return to campus for spring semester in the middle of January. Students are required to submit a test result within 7 days before arriving on campus, and they're being asked to self-quarantine between the date the test is administered and the date when they return to campus. That wasn't necessarily the case in the fall semester per se. Why the change?
Well, that's another significant adjustment we're going to make, and we try to continue to learn from what works and maybe what falls a little short of our expectation. And so, as you said, in the fall, we didn't require a test prior to return, and that was probably a contributing factor to the spike that we experienced in those first 2 weeks. So we're learning from that lesson, and we're now going to require all students, any student who's taking at least one on-campus course in the spring semester, we will require them to be tested and submit that negative test result before they return to campus. And I think we believe it will reduce the risk, mitigate the risk of a spike when our students return back to campus in January. We're also, as you know, encouraging students now to be tested before they go home. And we're grateful to the support of the Indiana State Department of Health, who's provided us with some additional rapid tests that augment the testing capacity we have through IU Health and through Open Door.
With announcements of extraordinarily successful, at least in preliminary tests, extraordinarily successful vaccines being released as early as December, how will students, faculty, and staff get those vaccines?
The news about the vaccines is certainly encouraging. It gives us hope, gives us all hope that this pandemic will come to an end. There's the light at the end of the tunnel, but that probably won't come to an end as soon as we all hope, because there's going to be lots of logistical challenges about manufacturing the vaccine and distributing it. So it means it's not going to end in the near future, and I don't anticipate that we'll have availability of vaccines for our students, faculty, and staff right after the new year. Of course, they need to appropriately prioritize access to the vaccines to first responders, healthcare workers, vulnerable populations. So I think we can be hopeful, but it also means in the interim, we must continue to be vigilant with the health and safety protocols that we have in place. And I heard your conversation with Dr. Bird over the last few days, and he certainly sent out the same message and do rely on his expertise in that respect.
For students, again, let's say that vaccines are available at some point in the spring semester. Is it up to the university to inoculate students, or as they say, get it in the arm and then we have some traction going right here? Is it up to the university?
I don't know the answer to that question yet. We've not yet been contacted by the Department of Health to engage in that planning effort. But if that's an expectation and if they're providing us with access to the vaccines, we will develop the mechanism to inoculate our students, faculty, and staff.
Well, Thanksgiving is next Thursday, and we won't have an update for the following Friday, 1 week from today. And we'll have one 2 weeks away. But with Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday, would you take a moment, please, to reflect on that holiday and for what you're thankful, not only as Jeff Mearns, the president of Ball State, but as Jeff Mearns citizen?
Well, I am thankful to be the president and feel very fortunate to have the opportunity to serve as the president of Ball State. But I'm thankful to you, Stan, for giving me a regular opportunity to talk about our response. As I mentioned a moment ago, I also listened to your interviews with Dr. Bird, and we know that communication at this time is critical, and you've given us the opportunity to inform our constituents and our community. So thank you for that, Stan. I'm also thankful to, as I mentioned a few moments ago, our faculty and staff who are creative and committed, to our students who are persistent, to our alumni and benefactors who are quite generous. But as a person, I have so much to be thankful for. As you may know, I come from a large family. I have a brother and 7 sisters. And of course, we won't be gathering in person, but we're going to have a little virtual Thanksgiving celebration with all of them and perhaps dozens of my nieces and nephews. I'm thankful on a personal note to my children. I have 5 children. I'm grateful that they're safe and healthy. They're smart and kind. As you can tell, I'm pretty proud of them. And of course, I'm not objective, but I can tell you they're great kids. And I'm thankful to Jennifer. She is not just an outstanding first lady, but she is the best partner that anyone could possibly have. So I am fortunate, and I intend to spend some time over the next week, and I hope others do the same. I'm going to pause to reflect on my great good fortune.
On behalf of the station and our listeners, we thank you very much for spending a lot of time with us here and there to give us an update on the Ball State campus during this pandemic. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Stan, to you and all who are listening to us today.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you then.
Partly sunny and breezy today in the IPR forecast. Look for a high of 60. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.